We think of national borders as inviolate, flags as permanent. How many stars on the U.S. flag? How many were there in 1950 or 1920? These permanent-feeling symbols have a way of changing or vanishing sometimes.
This is the middle of the checkpoint. The police are making no attempt to stop people. The gates have been thrown open, and thousands of people are pouring over to take a look at a West. In some cases, their first look, and the elation is enormous.
Nearly 25 years ago, the Berlin Wall, that nearly everyone in the world thought was essentially permanent, came down. The division of Germany. It simply went away.
A year and a half ago, in Germany, I said that our goal was a Europe whole and free. Tonight, Germany is united. Europe has become whole and free.
It was a heroic moment for President George H.W. Bush and his New World Order, a heroic moment for West German Chancellor Helmut Kohl, who would preside over the newly unified Germany. But it was a disorienting moment for the family of writer Maxim Leo and so many other East Germans who saw their nation simply vanish overnight. The book Red Love, the story of an East German family, written by journalist Maxim Leo, takes you into this moment that the whole world saw as a victory for the West, but Leo saw as his country, the only place he'd ever known, being swept away by history.
It was a historical night, and I spent this night on the other side in West Berlin, and I passed through the checkpoint Charlie, and they decided to get sleep, and it was a big mistake.
And the German Democratic Republic, the GDR, which was a big deal during the entire Cold War, I remember all the Olympic medals, the intensity of the divide between West and East Germany, poof, is completely gone, but it lives clearly in your heart and in a lot of your longings. What is the psychological dimension of what East Germany was? What would you say it is? It's a state of mind on some level.
First, it's a very particular thing that because, you know, East Germany, the state disappeared. It's the only Eastern state which just disappeared. You know, the Polish men have Poland, the Czech men have the Czech Republic, but we have memories. And at the same time, the state is lost, but our memories are still there. And I have trees in my street, and I just wonder if it's an East German tree or a West German tree. And if I'm from East Germany or from West Germany now, that's very complicated questions.
Your grandfather, it wasn't so complicated for him. East Germany was the heroic winner of the war, the anti-Nazi true believers. And he believed that to the end.
Yes. It was very important for him, this conviction, this very strong beliefs, because it made it possible to support all this lies and all these very difficult things that you had to support in the East Germany. And my grandfather always told me they want to build a state safe for all people, and especially for Jewish people.
A utopia, a workers' paradise.
A workers' paradise and an alternative system, because he was convinced that capitalism and Nazism was in the same way.
Describe this amazing story that you tell in this book of how your mother became a persona non grata, that she suggested that someone be made a part of the party. And suggestion was so provocative that it resulted in the interrogation of a bunch of her colleagues. And they, in a room that you know well, had to declare themselves, I've done badly, I'll never do it again, I'll never do it again. And it scarred their relationship for the rest of their lives. What happened there?
It was a kind of brainwashing. And this technique of auto-criticism came from Russia, and from Stalin. And if the logic was to integrate people in the system. If they start to lie, they will continue to lie, and they will convince other people to lie. And when my mother was growing up, there was a real risk to go in prison, to be ejected from the university if you just made one wrong decision.
When you're in a state like East Germany and there are so many lies around you, is there also a sense of belonging, or is it purely oppression?
No, I think most of the people, 80% of life is normal. It's as normal as in the Western country. You fell in love, you are angry, you are lucky. You just have problems if you start to have a political opinion and your own opinion. And in this case, you have problems in the dictatorship. But for many people, dictatorship is comfortable because you don't have to take decisions. You don't have any responsibility.
Do you think East Germany, in some sense, put a scar in your parents' hearts, changed them in some way that you would love to be able to change? It certainly broke your grandfather's heart.
The end of East Germany. Yeah. When the wall came down, all his projects, all
his reality,
believings
his,
and reality,
his symbols, everything
fell down. It was the end of a dream. For my mother, she was literally speechless after the wall came down. She went the first time to the West, and she wasn't able to speak. And she was convinced that life in West Germany would be impossible for her. And after she realized that it was possible and the GDR wasn't so important for her.
Were you proud of the GDR as you grew up, their Olympic successes? Did you root for the GDR?
No, I never was so proud about it because, first, the GDR was not cool, you know. The West Germany was cool, and the GDR, it was difficult to be proud of them. When the GDR disappeared, I, for the first time, felt attached by this country because it was so quickly gone.
Given all of that, what are your thoughts looking at the crisis in eastern Ukraine and this new real confidence on the part of Vladimir Putin and the Russians last week marching in Red Square on May Day in numbers we haven't seen since the Cold War?
Yeah, it's very bizarre to realize that there is an attachment to the Russian state from the German population, but not just from the East German population, also from the West German population. Even myself, I can feel it. My impression is that the Western countries didn't support enough Russia in the last years, and that this reaction from Putin is a reaction of our behavior and that we pushed in some way Putin in this direction. But what's going on in this region at the moment is showing me how lucky we was that there was stability and there was a state, an East and West German state, who just helped us to got a new system and to got a stability, because they never had that. And I don't know if Ukraine will still exist in 10 years.
Maxim Leo, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Maxim Leo is the author of a new book, Red Love, The Story of an East German Family.